Our best of the year, and it is a surprise to many, it is the Dodge Charger. So here you have a Detroit iconic muscle car, but why it won is it's totally modern. They managed to engineer both an all-electric version that came out last year and this new internal combustion engine 6 turbocharged model that's out now, and it's caught the automotive world by storm.
I am all in favor of that. Both of those.
but a lot of people, purists, John, were not fans of the electric charger.
You know, and I have to say it's only because they didn't get to experience it firsthand. We were amazed at how they managed to put all of the emotion, and not to mention the sounds of an old Hemi V8 from the 60s, into this incredibly modern machine, plus make it handle like some of the world's best high-performance sedans, and then turn around without changing the chassis or the body or the interior or anything else, and do a V6 turbocharged version of it. I know a lot of people would like to have the V8, but this is a much more efficient model. And with 550 horsepower, it really doesn't leave anything lacking. It's a true engineering achievement. And, you know, they just have to try it, and I think they will like it.
Well, getting back to maybe some more familiar ground for most of us, what about SUVs? What are the standouts?
There are a couple of very important ones, actually three. The best small utility, the all-new Toyota RAV4. This is the best-selling vehicle in America. They've completely redone it. They've made it better with more hybrid options, and we think it's really a standout. In the midsize area, we give our award this year to the Subaru Outback. They've made it less station wagon-like and more SUV-like, so it fits in with American lifestyles. And best large utility, the redesigned Hyundai Palisade. The original one, when our award when it came out, this one's only better, and it's still a bargain among big SUVs.
All right, what about some trucks that you're highlighting?
Well, when you get to the trucks, you know, there are not a lot of new small trucks, but in our small truck area, we've picked for the second time the Ford Maverick, basically because they took the innovative hybrid powertrain that they first came out with, and now you can get it with all-wheel drive, and they've also had fun with it by doing a lowered Lobo series. So if you're looking for a small pickup at a reasonable price, and this is actually the least expensive vehicle that Ford Motor Company sells, we think the Maverick the winner. And over in full-size truck, once again, the Ram 1500. They keep making this full-size truck more and more user-friendly and more comfortable just for people to live with every day, whether they're working or playing with it.
Now, what about cars? Is anyone still buying cars?
Yes. You know, it's still about a quarter of the market, and we're delighted to see that Kia has not abandoned the sedan market. And not only that, but they have a new compact sedan called the K4. It's actually pretty large for a compact, and they're doing both a four-door sedan and a five-door hatchback for people that kind of would like to have the utility of an SUV but don't want to go that route completely and want to save some money.
Okay, can you make us drool a little bit by telling us about the best performance car?
The best performance car, it almost sounds like a broken record with us. It's the Porsche 911, specifically the Carrera GTS, which is not only a good compromise among all of the 911s. This is the iconic German sports car, but it's more modern than before because they too have added a hybrid powertrain. Right now, if you've got a hybrid in your lineup, chances are it's almost sold out, and Porsche is going that route as well.
How much will that one set you back, John?
All right, if we're all sitting down, it's about $140,000 to start, and it can go up from there. So it is certainly something to drool and dream about.
Yeah.
All right, John, tell us, where can we watch Motor Week and the Driver's Choice Awards episode?
Okay. Tonight, it's going to be on Maryland Public Television at 11 p.m., but you can watch the episode anytime on our MotorWeek.org website. And also, the Dodge Charger gets its first full road test this Saturday, the 14th of February at 5 p.m., all on MPT.